At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, everybody. This is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw 3 long, bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand, and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are 2 small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reached my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Welcome to another members episode. We have Jay coming on the show today, and Jay talks about these doppelganger spirits that seem to have kind of plagued him at times throughout his life, these mimicking spirits. One was when it looked like his sister until he got really close to it, like elbow close to it. It wasn't his sister at all. And then he also talks about seeing a face in the wall where his mom even saw it when he was a kid. She was tucking him back in because he was scared. And when she saw it, she goes, huh, that's weird. And then leaves the room. And he talks about that story and how that whole thing unfolded. Plus, he talks about his Sasquatch encounter, possible Sasquatch encounter, when he was deer hunting. He saw this creature out in the woods in the morning and it terrified him deeply. Well, with that said, let's get to Jay and his stories right now. All right, today we got Jay on the show. Jay, what's going on, brother?
What's up, man? How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing good. You're out there in Michigan, living in the wildlands. I just had a guy in my studio about a week ago. He's from Michigan, and he blew the face off a dog man in Michigan. So, weird things happen in Michigan these days.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm hearing things about Michigan. So one thing he told me actually that I didn't know. So I guess I think of Michigan as like I view Michigan like a Northeast, even though it's not Northeast. I view Michigan like Northeast type of industrialized, busy, boom, boom, boom kind of environment. But he said outside of like the cities of like Detroit and stuff, it's very rural. Is that how it goes up there?
Oh yeah, we have some rural, we have quite a bit of urban, but we do have a decent amount of rural areas up here as well.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I haven't spent a whole lot of time in Michigan outside of Detroit. Years ago, when I was driving truck, I worked in Detroit for a week doing deliveries, and I swore to myself I'd never do that again. So, and I did.
Detroit can be scary.
You're telling me, man. You're telling me. I got stories about that week. It was interesting. I'll just say this. I was helping an Ohio terminal, or one Ohio terminal got snowed in, and they were sending me to Detroit, and they said I was going from Toledo, Ohio to Michigan, Detroit, Michigan. And they said, when the sun goes down in Detroit, get out of the city. And I'm like, I'm from Philly, man. I ain't scared of Detroit. I got out there. I was like, oh, I'm getting out of here at noon. Like, as soon as the clock hits noon, when the sun's starting to go down, I'm out. But yeah, man. So listen, you have paranormal experiences, and they started when you were a kid. And you also have what you said is a possible Sasquatch encounter. Then what you started describing, I was like, well, stop telling me right now. I want to hear about this when we start recording. But we'll start off with the paranormal. Then we'll go into the bizarre possible Sasquatch, which I just, the way you were describing it moving caught my ear. So, listen, we'll go into the paranormal now. You had told me in the email, you had several, and you only told me one situation, but, you've had several. So let's start off with the one I know about, the one you mentioned in the email. When you were a kid, you had a family member that moved in and some weird things started happening. So if you could just kind of tell us who this family member is, what was going on, why you think it had anything to do with this member and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I was probably right around like 10, possibly 11 years old when I remember back. But growing up, I went to church quite a bit. We went at least 3 times a week. So one of our friends of the family needed a place to stay for like a month. So she was actually part of the church. So my mom decided when she needed the help, she'd bring her in. So she was in, and I did notice that she did do like a lot of weird stuff when she was there. Like, she always seemed to have just a deck of playing cards that she would sit and shuffle constantly. And she actually brought them in. She didn't ask for cards or anything. They were hers. But she would literally sit there for hours, and she would talk to us and shuffle cards. And I never really noticed anything weird until just all of a sudden one night my mom told me to go to bed. And when we were told, it was me and my sister, and I had my baby brother at the time. He was probably not even a year old. But this also was, let me say this before I get into it, it was the last week that the family friend was staying with us. So my mom sends us to bed. I get going, I start going down the hallway, and I think that I see my little sister coming out of our laundry room. And the way that our house, the trailer, was set up is the very first room down the hallway on the right-hand side is the laundry room. So I thought I seen my little sister come out of there and start walking down the hall. And the very next door is my bedroom, which is on the left-hand side. So being the bigger, older brother, I thought it would be funny to run down the hall and kind of nudge her or whatever going down the hall. Well, when I got next to what I thought was my sister and looked, the face on this entity was just, it scared the holy hell out of me. It had really sharp teeth, and the face was like really, really aged. It was very wrinkly looking. But from the back, it looked like my little sister. Had long blonde hair, was wearing like a nightgown, like she got ready for bed. So I did what any normal little kid would do and turned around, ran back down the hall and told my mom that I had just seen a monster. My mom was like, she did what every parent does. She's like, well, monsters aren't real, so I'll walk you into your bedroom and we'll look around and I'll show you. There's nothing there, bud. It's safe. So she followed me, went in the room. And the one thing that I never told my mom after this all happened is growing up in Michigan, as a kid, I was a big Michigan Wolverines fan. So my bedroom, I don't know if you remember, like in the 90s, the like sponge splatter painting that people used to do in their houses.
Yeah.
Well, my walls were, the base color was that dark, like navy blue for Michigan Wolverines. And then we had the splatter painting of the yellow for Wolverine colors. And right next to my closet, I never noticed this until that night. So it was never there before this, but on the wall in the paint was the exact same face that I had seen when I looked at whatever that entity was walking down the hallway. I never actually told my mom that part of that story when I talked to her later about it, when I found out the other information that she had told me. Because I think it was the next night, my grandpa was over and I overheard him say to my mom, I'm guessing they were talking about what had happened to me when I explained to my mom what I seen. And he pretty much told my mom, well, children are more susceptible to seeing spirits or whatever. So I guess they were sitting there talking about that. And I found out later from my mom, I guess she had told my grandpa as they were talking, and my grandpa told my mom that she should probably have our pastor come in and bless the house. So I guess one weekend when I was gone with my stepdad, my mom actually had the pastor come in the house after the family friend had moved out at the end of that week. And for the longest time, that was the last time I ever seen anything like that.
So everything, that was the end of that situation is what you're saying. And then,
yeah, that was okay. The end of that one.
Let me ask you, this entity that you saw, how close did you get to it when you saw what you saw? I mean, you're thinking it's your sister, you're running up on it. I mean, how close are you to this thing?
Tony, man, I was literally almost elbow to elbow with it when I finally seen the face. And that's when I literally stopped and ran back down the hall.
Man. Yeah, that's
so
terrifying.
I literally seen like every wrinkle and crease and it was terrifying as a kid.
Yeah, I mean, it would be terrifying as I think anybody, really.
As an adult, yes, as well. I still probably would have had the same reaction. I probably still would have tried to call my mom and say, you're not going to believe what I just seen.
Yeah, I mean, imagine running up to play a prank on your kid or something like that, and you seeing that. I mean, that would give you nightmares for the rest of your life.
Yeah, we're not still clear to this day if it was something that was maybe following the person we had staying in the house. Or if something else had caused it.
What was the issue? What was the deal with the cards? I mean, these weren't tarot cards, were they?
No, they were just normal playing cards. It was just weird, though, because I've never seen somebody just sit with a deck of cards and shuffle them. She never did anything. She never played solitaire or anything like that. She just constantly had them in her hands, shuffling cards.
Yeah, it's odd. I've never seen anybody do that either, but I do know that there is a certain satisfaction of shuffling cards that
yeah. I can get on board with that one. It's especially if you do a good bridge when you're shuffling.
Yeah. It's just like, oh yeah, I want to do that. Like I'll sit there and do that. And come on, deal the Uno cards, you know? So, okay. So that was the first situation. So you run up on what you think is your sister. It sounds to me like that's straight demonic.
That's honestly what I think it is now that I'm older and I'm like a big paranormal buff now. I love anything paranormal and I've looked into it. That's what I think it is too.
Yeah. And then you see that same face in the wall. Now, you said your mom didn't see that face?
No, I was the only one that seen it.
Gotcha. Okay.
I didn't add this in there though. After all this happened and my mom told me later, I never mentioned to her about the face, but I did notice when I came back home from my stepdad's house, the face and the paint was also gone. There was a normal.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button and become a member today.